the sales pitch on health reform. Welcome to Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Frances Correa. Health officials are calling on doctors to help spread the word about the Affordable Care Act. Former CMS Chief Dr. Don Berwick warned attendees that the health law is at risk at the Doctors for America annual conference. He said that economic pressures and an unprecedented level of polarization in Congress are preventing agreement on how to move forward with health reform. HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius called on doctors who support the ACA to participate in new care delivery models that will be tested under the law, such as accountable care organizations. She asked them to tell their patients, neighbors, and friends how the law will actually work.
We don't need people to believe that the Affordable Care Act is going to change the world. We just need them to understand what is real about the law and how it's designed to really move us forward. And the best way to do that is actually sharing concrete information about what you see with your patients, what you see in the conversations that you have, what you see about the future and why hopefully you're enthusiastic about practicing medicine at this historic time.
At the same time, implementation of the ACA rolls on. HHS released a proposed regulation on inpatient Medicare payments for 2013 that included details on the Hospital Readmissions Reduction Program. That program will cut Medicare payments to hospitals with high readmission rates for heart failure, pneumonia, and acute myocardial infarction. The penalties begin in October. In the proposal, HHS outlined a methodology and the payment adjustment factors that will be used in the program. Meanwhile, Medicare's fiscal woes continue. The Medicare trustees project that the program's Hospital Insurance Trust Fund will be insolvent by 2024. That's the same thing the trustees predicted last year. It doesn't mean Medicare will be totally broke, but it's not a rosy outlook either. In 2024, Medicare would only have enough money to cover about 87% of its Part A hospital expenses. On the outpatient side, the program has adequate funding for at least the next 10 years. But that prediction is based on only about 5% annual spending growth in Part B physician services. That number is likely too low since it assumes that Congress will allow a nearly 31% Medicare physician fee cut to go into effect in January. Robert Reischauer is one of the Medicare public trustees and the former president of the Urban Institute. He said the cut is unlikely.
It's almost certain that lawmakers will override this reduction and that Medicare Part B expenditures will therefore be higher, conceivably as much as 12% higher than is reported in these reports for 2013.
Join us next week for budget squabbles and more wrangling over how to implement health reform. And that's the Policy in Practice podcast. I'm Frances Correa.